The Life of Mary Sullivan. Radio's fascinating serial drama of a young woman who believes happiness worth having is worth fighting for. Start today to follow her interesting true-to-life story. It comes to you every weekday at the same time with the best wishes of our Tana toothpaste. Here's the voice of a young and beautiful woman, but a woman who is agitated, distressed, because she's just heard from her dentist that she may be in for serious gum trouble.
I don't know why I put off coming to you, Doctor, but, oh, it all started so gradually. First, I just noticed a little pink on my toothbrush. And until you told me today, I just didn't realize that the whole thing may end up by spoiling my smile.
Friends, don't make that tragic mistake yourself. At the first sign of pink on your toothbrush, go to your dentist and follow his advice to the letter. Of course, your dentist may tell you that your condition is not yet serious, but your gums have grown flabby and sensitive from lack of exercise. So when you say,
"Doctor, I'll do anything you suggest,"
when you say that to him, there's a good chance that he'll recommend the helpful stimulation of Itana toothpaste and massage. For Itana, I-P-A-N-A, Itana toothpaste, when used with massage, is specially designed to help the health of your gums as well as to clean your teeth. Tonight, brush your teeth with Itana. Then, just put a little extra Itana on your fingertips and massage your gums, and you have immediate evidence of the invigorating effect of this famous technique. You feel a tingle, a glow in your gum wall, a tang that's distinctive with Itana and massage, that is exhilarating to your gums as a quick workout is to the circulation of your body. And that Itana tang tells the story. It means that Itana with massage is helping to stimulate your gums, helping to make your gums firmer, healthier, and so helping to make your teeth stronger and brighter, and your smile more lovely. Get an economical tube of Itana toothpaste at your druggist today, and start the helpful technique of Itana and massage tonight. But now, the life of Mary Southern. You who are friends of Mary Southern know that one of her outstanding characteristics is a good, strong streak of determination, exercised whenever she feels she's doing the right thing. So, no doubt, you aren't at all surprised when Mary decided to go to Chicago and ask the famous Dr. DeRoy to come to the aid of Phyllis, Max's crippled sister. Mr. Barton, a wealthy friend, failed in his attempt to persuade the doctor to come to Sanders, and frankly, it does seem that Mary hasn't a chance of accomplishing the same thing. This evening, she left Sanders on the 6 o'clock train. This train brings her into Chicago at 8 o'clock, which, as Mary doesn't know, is the identical hour Dr. DeRoy is leaving. It is a little past 8, the same evening, and the Sanders household is a very dreary place without Mary. The weather outside hasn't helped any either. Dark and rainy, and a stiff wind has blown up. Max and Daddy Stratford sit disconsolately in front of the fireplace. A small table lamp is the only light they've bothered to turn on. Daddy pokes half-heartedly at the small fire.
Looks like our fire's about ready to get up the ghost.
Well, we'll be hitting the hay soon, Daddy.
Guess we might as well. Ain't much to do inside, and ain't nothing you can do outside with the rain coming down like it is.
Yeah, it's good weather for ducks.
Well, that's an original crack.
Daddy.
Mary must be getting to Chicago about now.
Yeah, just about. They told me the train would be a half hour late in kind of rain. It's 8:30 now.
Seems like she's been going a week instead of just a few hours.
Cut it out, Daddy. I'm so darn lonesome I can love her.
I know how you feel. Funny how concerned empty a house can get without a woman.
Yeah, it's kind of like the heart or something is missing. Dead around the joint.
Do you suppose she'll have any luck getting a doc to come here and see our Phyllis?
Well, you can't tell what that foreign pill roller will do.
You'd better hand it to Mary for having the nerve to take a crack at him anyway.
Yeah, you said it, pal. You said it.
Looks like our fire's out for good now. I think I'll turn in. You coming?
No, not right now, man. I got something to figure out, Dad.
Take a look at the kids, will you, Daddy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see the little tykes are tucked in.
Yeah, all right. Sleep tight, pal, and thanks for staying over.
Oh, forget it. It's a pleasure. Night, then.
Night, Daddy. Good night. Let's see, what up with them reports? There'll be some of them deaf. Gosh, I wish Mary was here. I can't find a thing she's not around. Sure blowing up outside. Holy mackerel, don't tell me somebody's out on a night like this. I must be hearing things. Oh, I guess I ain't. Somebody at the front door.
Hiya, Max.
Cheney.
Take it easy, pal. I ain't down the block. I'm right here on the porch.
Yeah, I see you all right, Cheney, but... Well,
come on, let me in. Find out welcome.
I don't know you. Get in here out of a drink, anyway.
Sure is an inclement night, ain't it?
Yeah.
Guess maybe I was kind of a surprise package tonight, huh?
No. I was expecting you and Paul Revere. Sit down.
Well, I didn't exactly figure you'd have a candle burning in the window. I thought maybe you wouldn't mind if I dropped in and said hello.
Well, sure. I'm glad to see you, pal, but you should have sent me a cable or something first.
Yeah, for what? Well, so you could have the cops on the welcoming committee?
Hey, what are you trying to do? Insult me? Maybe I'm not a bird of paradise, but I'm not a stool pigeon either.
Okay. Skip it. I'm kind of touchy, that's all. You get that way when you've been ducking the coppers for as long as I have.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm traveling all around since I landed out of here after that gambling raid.
Yeah, I can imagine, but how come you busted into Sanders tonight? This town ain't a cradle of love for you, Cheney, you know.
Yeah, I know that, but I was on my way to Chicago, and I had to go through this Bergen. Well, it's a rotten night, dark, and it's raining so hard, I says to myself, what the devil, I'll drop in and say hello to my old pal, Max.
Brother, you're taking a chance.
Well, I don't care about the chance.
You don't care about... Have you gone nuts, Cheney?
Maybe, but skip that right now. How'd you come out of your little squabble with the DA?
Not so good. I'm just out on bail.
But you weren't in with a gang. Didn't you tell them you were trying to help the state?
Telling them and make them believe it is two different problems. All they could see was that you and I were mixed up in a tough gambling ring. You scrammed and somebody had to go to the clink. So I was around handy and they tossed me in.
Must have just about killed that swell wife of yours.
And Mary stuck like no guy ever deserved to have a wife stick. She helped raise the bail to get me out.
Boy, you're a lucky dog having a dame like that. You must have been born in a bed of phony clovers.
You're telling me. Hallie, I'm missing her plenty tonight, too.
Why, ain't she here?
No, she went to Chicago late this afternoon.
It's too bad I didn't know that. I could have gotten here sooner and drove her up.
Yeah, she'd have had a nice, peaceful drive ducking cops and police stations all the way.
Oh. Hey, you're right, Max. You know, for a minute, I forgot I can't live like regular other people.
I didn't forget. I'm the spot, too, Marvin.
Yeah, I guess you are if they're still holding that phony charge over your head. You might even ride if they have a trial.
Yeah, there's a darn good chance of it. I ain't no cream puff, but right now I can't afford to let them lock me up.
Got something special on the fire, too?
Sure, I just closed a deal for a swell new factory to be built in this town. And if I don't keep out of the cooler, I won't be able to take care of all that business.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, what was that?
Nothing. Probably the wind hitting the branches up against the window, that's all.
Aren't you sure? Maybe someone saw you come in.
Oh, what if they did? I'm tired of the way I've been living for the past few months, always ducking people, changing cars every week or so, and traveling on back roads. It's got me pudgy.
There ain't much else you can do.
I don't know about that.
What?
Riding alone at night, she gets to thinking a lot of crazy thoughts.
Like what?
Max, I've decided to give myself up.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm throwing in the sponge, Max. Whatever they give me is better than I'll get if I keep on going.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Cheney. Wait a minute. And don't go rushing into things.
Max, I can't figure you out. I thought you'd be the last guy in the world to have anything to say against me going straight.
Well, I'm not saying anything against it, pal. I was just like you until Mary came along and straightened me out, you know.
Well, I got kind of a yen for something like that to happen to me. I'd like to do my stint, and then after I come out, find some nice little woman who'd settle down to straighten me out. Oh, what a job she did.
Oh, it's the only life, Chief. The trouble is, this is a bad time to give yourself up.
It sounds screwy, Max. With the hounds on my heels and the way they are, it's getting close to the time when I gotta shoot it out or get shot.
But you're not a killer, Chief.
No. That's why I'd like to be the guy to get a nice quick bullet. Well, I'm sissy enough not to like shooting. I put on a lug act, but that's about all. You got any reason for me not to do it?
Yeah, but ain't good enough. You see, when you get caught, they put me back in jail with you.
Oh, I get it now. They need me for a witness before they can start your trial.
Yeah, that's it. Believe me, there's a couple of people in this town who'd love to see you put away for life.
And you know what to do with people like that?
Oh, no, you can't get tough, Tim. Now, you have to use your head. There's a guy by the name of Gerald Proust who's been trying to edge in on the factory beat. So far, I've kept one step ahead of him.
Uh-huh. If you get locked up, he's liable to take over the works.
Sure. He's just waiting for the chance.
And I guess if something like that happened, it'd mean curtains for you in this town, eh?
Yeah.
You'd be back right where you started. Just a mug like I am now, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. And not that I mean you're so bad, Chief.
Skip it, Daddy. I know I know Lily.
Well, neither was I. I got a lucky break, that's all.
Well, that's the kind of a break I want. That's why I want to give myself up.
Sure. I know just how you feel.
But if I do that, you'll be in a soup. I don't like the idea of getting my happiness by robbing somebody else of theirs.
Now listen, pal. You can't change the world. The whole thing's run kind of like a card game. Somebody has to lose so the other fella can win. That's the way life is, that's all. You just have to play the game the best way we know how. And the fella that loses shouldn't squawk. So, you just make up your mind and I can take the consequences.
It's a pathetic situation, isn't it? These two men, Max and Cheney, both wanting to do the right thing. Yet regardless of what they do, one of them almost certain to be hurt. Can you think of any way out of this heartbreaking dilemma? Maybe you're the kind of woman who takes extreme care of her appearance. Or maybe you're the kind of woman who hates to spend a lot of time fussing about herself. In either case, you'll appreciate an easy, quick way that helps protect the very essence of womanly beauty, a bright, frank, charming smile. That quick, easy way is the famous technique, Ipana with massage. And to practice this all-important step in the home care of your mouth, here's all you need to do. After brushing your teeth with Ipana, I-P-A-N-A, Ipana toothpaste, massage a little extra Ipana into your gums. That stimulates your gums, quickens circulation, helps make them firmer, less sensitive, less open to all too common gum disorders. And so by helping the health of your gums, you're also helping to keep your teeth brighter and stronger, your smile, the bright, charming thing that will warm the hearts of your friends. Start to use Ipana with massage tonight. And to make sure you're ready to start, ask your druggist for an economical tube of Ipana toothpaste today. Tomorrow, Cheney makes a strange move. Then we follow Mary to Chicago and learn what is happening there. This chapter is an important one, so be sure and tune in at this same time for new events in the life of Mary Southern.